Welcome to Keeping Your Together in a Stressed World with Michelle Post and Scott Grossberg. Each week, we explore down and dirty ways to stop awfulizing, catastrophizing, going down the rabbit hole, and moving through all the craziness that is happening right now. We're here to create a community of like-minded people as we give you tips, tricks, and techniques for keeping sane in an unhinged world. And now, here are your hosts, Michelle Post and Scott Grossberg.
Hey, everybody. This is Scott Grossberg, one of your co-hosts for the podcast, Keeping Your Shit Together in a Stressed World. And I'm here with my podcast co-host, Michelle Post. Hello, Michelle.
Hello, Scott. If we were together, I would hug you and greet you, but
thank you.
I would hug you away.
And greet you too. Well, that's okay.
And greetings to all of our people.
And if I could do it with an Irish brogue and not sound stupid, I would do that as well. So we're just coming out of St. Patrick's Day. So we thought today would be fun to do a little visit about leprechauns and pots of gold and luck.
Yes.
But before we go there,
yes,
I turn it over to you.
Oh, well, I just wanted to give you, in addition to harnessing luck and fortune and self-improvement, I'm going to give you a little tidbit that in this podcast, I'm going to talk to you about how attuning to your value, and I have a great metaphor that I hope will make sense, will create luck and fortune for self-improvement. So this is where we're headed today. don't turn it off.
Starting off, I've been so distracted getting ready for today's show because I love this topic.
Oh, okay.
And I know we're doing it in a lighthearted way. I've just got to tell you that, yes, number one, Carolyn and I have been to Ireland. And for those of you who have not been to Ireland, the moment you're there and start driving around, you understand where every mythological tale came from.
Oh,
you drive. As we were driving, not that Carolyn will ever let me drive over there again.
Are they left side of the road people?
I don't even remember.
UK, London.
I believe so.
Oh, no. That scares me.
Well, it's not that I didn't come up close and personal with some hedgerow here and there, but as you're driving along, right, we have forests. They have woods.
Oh, they have woods.
And the woods have mist in them.
Mm-hmm.
As you're driving by, and it's like, oh my God, there are leprechauns in there, right? And so number one, there's the setting. Okay, let's talk about where all of this comes from. The other thing to bear in mind, and I open some of my Magic Castle shows with this thought, did you ever notice there are actually two kinds of people in the world?
Mm-hmm.
Those who are lucky and those who aren't.
Mm-hmm.
And because this is not a family show, and because it is pretty raw stuff, I mean, I'll just tell you, we all have in life those people who I call shit magnets. We all have. We know who they are, right?
If I know, like the Linus.
If something's
going to happen. The cloud.
If something's going to happen, it's going to happen to them. And, and interestingly enough, there are lots of people that the quote's been attributed to. I've always loved the thing that, it tends that luck follows those who actually make their own way in the world.
Yes.
Which, again, then leads to, so what's the story of a leprechaun?
Tell me.
I don't think most people realize that, these little people, as we call them, the little folk, they're cobblers, but they have stashes of gold, right? This is the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, and they have to reveal the pot of gold to you.
Uh-huh.
If you capture the leprechaun.
Uh-huh.
So you can.
And
think
so we go chasing them.
And so we go chasing the leprechauns. Now, the other thing that I just want to point out, you're going to hear me use the pronoun he a lot.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Because to at least the way I've learned it, there is no such thing as a female leprechaun.
Oh, bummer.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Oh.
There are female leprechauns. We just don't call them leprechauns.
Oh.
A female leprechaun called? Is a fairy.
Oh, a fairy. Okay, that makes sense.
Right. Leprechauns okay. are part of, they're fairy folk.
Fairy folk, folklore. Okay, got it.
So it's not to mean that there can't be male fairies. It's just that a female leprechaun is a fairy from what I, okay. from the way I, okay. I grew up. Okay. And so, you know, I want everybody just to start with understanding that leprechauns are an Irish traditional story. They come out of mythology, and they spend most of their time making and mending shoes, right? That's what it is.
This might distract you, but how is an elf different from a leprechaun? Because I always learned that elves made shoes. And, you know, like there's that, yeah, I love Elf, the movie, and it introduces the different kinds of elves. And some of them live in a tree, but then the tree gets on fire from the overcooking of the cookies. And then they call Santa's workshop the big show.
There you go. Elf. So there's, and I had to go look this up as we were talking. Uh-huh. But the reality is elves traditionally come out of Santa's factory and they make toys.
Oh.
A leprechaun is Irish and makes shoes.
Okay, okay.
So leprechauns are real.
and elves are not.
Santa's elves.
I didn't think I'd ever be a part of a podcast about keeping your shit together where we talk about leprechauns being real.
That's right. Yeah. Here we are. You got me. Here we are. So the main point, the main, we could do a whole show just on elves, fairies, leprechauns, little people. You got it, right?
Yeah.
So two things that you think about when you think about leprechauns. Yes. Number one, they're guardians of treasure, right? Wealth and treasure.
Okay.
And even it's very funny because, right, we grew up with here in the United States, the cereal Lucky Charms.
Right.
When you think about it, right, it's a leprechaun. And I've been watching, I think it's The Voice, and it's either The Voice or American Idol. One of the two shows is sponsored by Lucky Charms.
Oh.
And the little leprechaun, Lucky, is bouncing around. Nobody can catch him. So it's tied in with that they're, you know, the leprechauns are associated with wealth. They're associated with treasure. And then, interestingly, some of the stories are that if you capture and hold a leprechaun, he has to grant you three wishes in exchange for his freedom or give you his pot of gold.
Oh, okay. So in a order little to bit gain like, his freedom. Like a genie in the bottle, you have very to get three wishes. So.
Well,
okay.
And again, for those people who have not heard our recent podcast on fairy tales, is to go back and the concept of three. It's very much tied in when we talk about luck and leprechauns. The other big thing is that leprechauns, four-leaf clovers, St. Patrick's Day, the pot of gold, all have this association with luck. And it's like this external thing that you can bring on. So when you see a leprechaun, we're talking about one today. And as a result of that, it's that sign, that omen, the good omen of impending luck and prosperity. So I thought it might be interesting today if we basically define you and I, because we come from such different things, right? I happen to believe that we make our own luck.
Mm-hmm, me too.
You know, I and yet there's a part of me that I understand when Einstein said God does not play dice.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I waffle back and forth between fate.
Right.
And freedom.
And freedom. Yeah. It's a great classic.
And so I thought it might be interesting to maybe hear from you. How do you view luck and fortune in the context of what we do?
Well, you know, aside from living in Los Angeles for all these years and feeling like I actually have what's called parking karma, and only someone in Los Angeles would care about that.
Oh, no, crap. No. I grew up with the same thing. Right.
California, right?
I've got to tell it. And my grandfather did it. I may have learned it from him. Uh-huh. But I've got to tell for the listeners what Michelle and I are
talking
about.
What parking karma is. Okay.
I literally will get to a place, and it doesn't mm-hmm. matter what the place is. Mm-hmm. And before I get there, I will say, I need a place that will be one for me.
Ah, do you? Okay. That's awesome.
I do. It's a little mantra okay. that little goes prayer. Through my head. Uh-huh. That goes, I need a place that will be one for me. And damned if one doesn't show up.
That's amazing. So my parking karma was really weird, though. I would be with other people who notoriously would hate going a particularly crowded place with difficult parking, et cetera, and they'd go with me, and we'd find a spot right up front. We'd find a perfect spot. No, like just as we're coming in, a spot opens right up for us, and we're the only car that can access it. And this would happen over and over and over again. And so it just became this kind of parking karma thing. So aside from parking karma, which is, I don't know. And I would not say a prayer. It just would happen. I would call it maybe my grandmother's prayers over me or something from long ago working in my favor. But aside from that, in terms of luck, I can be a little superstitious. A lot of the sports athletes and performance people that I work with are very superstitious. So healthcare workers are superstitious. Brian and I just talked about, you never tell a healthcare worker that's on call, boy, it's slow today, or thank God it's slow today, or something like that. Because as soon as you do that, you're slammed with an emergency. And I did it on Saturday. And boy, did I get slammed all day. I got slammed all day long with my crisis response stuff. Which I haven't even actually talked about on here yet, but we'll get there someday. So aside from that, truly at my core, I sort of believe the concept, if you're spiritual, God helps those who help themselves. I believe that our mindset is really, really important for creating the luck and fortune and self-improvement that we want. And so it is now a time for me to kind of explain my metaphor about mindset. Is that okay before we get back Absolutely. To the mystery yeah, of the leprechaun? Okay. So I'm not talking about this woo-woo manifesting thing that you hear all the time. It's
you mean leprechauns
manifest.
Are real?
That leprechauns are real and that I'm going to manifest. I mean, maybe that's really true. I don't know. But I'm talking about mindset, which is this very well-proven idea that what you pay attention to, what you attune to matters. Over and over again, if you focus on the negative, you get the negative. If you focus on problems, problems appear. If you focus on love, love appears. If you focus on generosity, you get generosity. Now, I know there are exceptions, of course. There are people out there, greed, power hungry, corruption, control focused people. But again, I don't want to focus my attention on that. So I'm going to shift away from that. And I'm going to talk to you not about the people who delight in other people's pain, but in general, when you give love, you get love from a healthy human. When you're generous, you get generosity back from a healthy human. So my mindset is value. A classic example is that reticular activating system. You're going out, you're buying a new car, trying to decide if you want that kind of car or that or this other kind of car. And suddenly you see that car on the road everywhere. Never noticed that this car was out there, and suddenly everyone owns one, right? If I think of my friend and suddenly I hear from them, isn't that beautiful, right? I don't know. Is that collective unconscious from Jung? I don't know. But here's what I do know is value matters. Knowing your own value and the values of others that you care about matters, and it creates your luck and your success. So my metaphor is about water. So we all know from science that we can only go 3 days without water, right? You'll die if you don't have water within 3 days. And sure, some water nowadays has, I don't know, extra electrolytes or minerals or whatever in it. But basically, water is water. Okay. It's H2O. It is a compound found in nature, at least on Earth. And water, when you're at the park from the drinking fountain, is free. or it's slightly more expensive when you get it from your tap, paid for by your rent or your utilities if you own. If you go to a grocery store, that same water can be about $1 or $2 per bottle. If you go to a restaurant, that same water can be $2 or $4 at the restaurant or at the cinema. If you go to the airport, where you can't take in your own water, water is a good, I don't know, $6 at the airport. And if you're thirsty in the desert and you've been trapped on an oasis in an island or on a boat in the middle of the ocean, water is priceless and life-saving. It's the same compound. So maybe it is not that water is any different. It's where the water is and where the water is needed. And if you are feeling undervalued where you are, maybe it's where you are that you need to change and you need to leave for a different place where you are more valued. And I see this over and over again with my clients in relationships, in working environments, in friendships. This is how you create luck and success, is recognizing your value and going where you are valued and leaving where you are undervalued. Do not stay where you are undervalued. It's not good for your health. So that's, you know, the kind of main takeaway.
I love that metaphor. And immediately my mind jumped to something I learned as a kid. I have no idea the source of it. But as a kid, we used to go out in the ocean a lot. Believe it or not, I had a catamaran growing up. Ooh. And my dad would let me go take the catamaran out by myself down at San Diego at Mission Bay. And I loved going out. We had a little sailboat and I'd take that out. And I loved this. And I always remember knowing, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink.
Yes.
And it kind of reminds me of what you're saying. And it's very interesting. I just got back from a speaking gig up north, and it reminded me, because I have to, you know, I eat out when I'm out. Mm-hmm. People don't just bring you water anymore. You have to ask for it.
You have to ask for it, especially in a state like Cali.
Yeah. It's free, but mm-hmm. you've got to ask for it unless you're looking right. for bottled water. And so I think that is a wonderful analogy that you just talked about. And it does tie in with what we're talking about today.
Yes.
Because I'm going to bring it back then to the leprechaun concept, right? They are guardians of an external treasure, mm-hmm. but it's yours to get if you go out and capture it.
I love that.
And, you know, you, again, I don't want to get into the whole internal external debate that goes on. I do want to let everybody know, we've talked about it on the show, it's part of the name, that, you know, sometimes shit happens.
Yeah.
Right? Life kicks you in the gut. Don't think for a minute that leprechauns are without their mischievous and trickster side.
Yes.
And so this is another good example of, right, you know, luck usually happens for those who go out and make it. Mm-hmm. I will agree with you in that regard. But you know, one of the things I love about the concept of this mischievous, well, little people concept and the whole myth that's grown up in Ireland is the fact that there is trickery involved. There is mischievousness involved. Mm-hmm. Things aren't going to always go your way. Mm-hmm. And you just have to keep reminding yourself, wait, there's gold at the end of the rainbow.
Yes, there's gold at the end of
the rainbow. By the way, I don't know if any of you have actually ever tried to go to the end of a rainbow.
I have. Ineffectively, I ran out of room. I couldn't get there. You know, either the road ran out or I never reached it or the rainbow disappeared.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very elusive. And
interestingly, tying it in with your concept of water, right? Rainbows and leprechauns go hand in hand.
Yes.
Understand what a rainbow is the sunlight shining through drops of water.
That's right.
You wouldn't have a rainbow without water.
That's right.
So even the analogy works for that. And then mm-hmm. ultimately, it's funny that you were talking about superstitions, mm-hmm. right? Actors.
Yep.
gamblers, I can tell you firsthand that gamblers are incredibly superstitious.
Yes.
I'm going to go back to my Magic Castle shows, because I always end the show with just a little piece of wisdom. Again, it's not my saying. I learned it somewhere along mm-hmm. the way. And I grew up in a family, they like to gamble. and I've got great gambling stories I could tell sometime somewhere on our show. But it's also the concept that luck does not give. Luck only lends.
Luck lends.
And if okay. people, and again, I love to listen to people who talk about if they could only win the lottery.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Even that. So you win the lottery. You know, I was just listening, by the way, to some continuing education that I have to do from a sports attorney. I never realized this, that most of these NFL, these mega contracts where people essentially hit the proverbial lottery.
Yeah.
$200 million contracts, $50 million contracts.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
They're broke within 2 years of retirement.
I know.
And so I want everybody to know, right, that the leprechaun is a symbol of external luck. Mm-hmm. You still got to make your way. And yes. I think that's very important, that while I'm all about creating whatever you need around you as a symbol of good fortune, I'm all mm-hmm. about that, right? My whole, mm-hmm. you know, everything I do is part of that. Still internally, there's my cultural and environmental and belief system, my worldview, mm-hmm. that you got to go out and do stuff.
Yeah.
You don't sit around and wait for the pot right. of gold to show up. So right. that kind of brings us back to, for the purposes of today's discussion, where I wanted to go is, right, there's luck and then there's fortune. And sometimes they don't go hand in hand.
Oh,
and sometimes they do. And so I really invite listeners, do you believe that the universe is nothing but random chance?
Good question.
And there are some people that are. It kind of takes us back to the other Einstein quote that I love, the question that he posed, do you believe the universe is friendly? Right? That begs the question about chance. And then right. his comment that God does not play dice. Do you perceive everything as a favorable or unfavorable outcome? And interestingly enough, you know, Michelle and I, right before we went on, were talking about some other potential topics for our show. And the reality is maybe everything isn't black and white.
It's not.
Maybe it's not all good and it's not all bad.
No.
Maybe there's this sliding scale in there of mm-hmm. favorable, between favorable and unfavorable. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's just your interpretation that's the difference.
You know, what's fascinating as you say that everything is not black and white is, in a sense, if we go back to light and the rainbow, black and white, right, are all about absence or color.
Right.
So black is basically all the colors mixed together create black, and white is the absence of color.
Absolutely.
So why would there actually be no gradient in between these two poles? They're just two poles, north, south, black, white, heterosexual, homosexual, gender, you name it. These poles that we have, and maybe even lucky and unlucky, right? Who is lucky their entire life?
So maybe we should
unlucky their entire life.
So what I'm hearing you say is we should all become pole dancers.
We should all become pole dancers.
So, yes. You know, the other thing is, we're moving towards the end of the show, is, again, we're talking about leprechauns, good luck, fortune, pot of gold, and, you know, rainbows and stuff like that. It's really to start exploring, what is your belief system about abundance and blessings?
Yes.
You know, and a lot of this, by the way, doesn't have to be the material aspects of your life.
Right.
It can be, do you wake up and practice gratitude every day?
Right.
you know, do you take advantage of the opportunities, or do you go, just bring it on and I'll get, you know, are you actually going out and becoming a heat seeking missile?
Right.
Looking for the end of the rainbow.
Right.
You know, we've all seen the end. We've all seen what we think is the end of the rainbow. I don't believe any of you have ever been there.
Right.
And and yet it's always fun to go, oh yeah, it's there for me.
Yeah, it is.
You know, we were driving, I think I may have said this on one of our podcasts, a while ago, we were driving to my sister's new home in Arizona. I'd never been there before. And we went through this horrid rainstorm. And the skies cleared. And there's this gorgeous, bright, vibrant rainbow. Now, if you've ever been to Arizona, there are lots of flat places. So you can imagine
what
this was. Honest to God, the end of the rainbow was my sister's house.
Wow. That's right? So cute.
And so how do you view these things? What is your attitude? What's your attitude towards luck? Yeah. What is your, are you playful? Are you expectant?
Yeah.
Or are you one of those shit magnets?
Yeah. You know, when I was heavy into working grief and loss, death notification, hospital death notification, et cetera, et cetera. I remember driving home one night in a storm that was just awful. I could barely see in front of me. And then I kept driving and it got a little clearer and I kept driving. And in these freeways over top of LA, you can get a clear picture of the South Bay. And out over the South Bay of LA County, the sky kind of opened up and you know how the light sort of shines through, and there was a rainbow there too. And for me, when I saw that, the rain's still falling on me, but I can see out there that there's a rainbow. And so the rainbow symbolized for me promise that the sun would shine again, that I wouldn't always be in this dark place. And that's a metaphor also for harnessing luck and fortune for self-improvement, which is staying focused on even when it's dark, sooner or later, the rainbow comes. Sooner or later, the sunshine comes. The sun is always shining above the clouds. Well, I just might not be able to see it.
This now reminds me, I didn't think we were going to go there. Now we're going to go a little bit longer, but I think it's important. This reminds me of the Casey Musgrave song, Rainbow. And I just pulled up the lyrics looking at it again. And I'm going to give you just portions of this.
Yeah.
When it rains, it pours, but you didn't even notice it ain't raining anymore. It's hard to breathe when all you know is the struggle of staying above the raising waterline.
Yeah.
And then she goes on to say, if you could see what I see, you'd be blinded by the colors.
Oh.
Yellow, red, and orange, and green, and at least a million others. So tie up the bow, take off your coat, and take a look around. And basically, it's a song to someone saying, there's always a rainbow hanging over your head if you just stop and look at it.
Stop and look.
And if you stop and look at it, then you start realizing there's a pot of gold anytime that you want it. So I thought it might be fun, if you don't mind, unless there's something else you wanted to cover. I made some quick notes on how to create your own luck.
Yes, let's do it.
So number one, have clear goals for yourself. Right? You even gamblers go in with a goal.
Yep.
And good, successful, consistent gamblers, they do exist, by the way. They go in knowing the game.
Yes.
Nobody shows up and says, I don't know how to play the game, but I'll trust Lady Luck. I'll kiss the dice and throw them. Right? Can it happen? Sure. You can win the lottery too. It's not going to, that's not going to create a sustainable
possible outcome, but not for you. Probable. Mm-hmm.
Right. So set clear goals for yourself. Number two, start taking some risks and start embracing the opportunities that are out there. Right. And so one of what we've talked about her on the show, Annie Dukes.
Yes.
The marvelous book, right?
Yes. We love that book. We love Annie Dukes.
On taking calculated risks.
Yeah.
I'm not asking you to be ignorant or naive or put on rose-colored glasses. I'm saying there's a risk to everything.
Mm-hmm.
There's a cost-benefit to everything. Mm-hmm. Start taking more calculated risk. And more importantly, right, it's when the door of opportunity Knox, open the frickin' door. Mm-hmm. And more importantly, walk through it.
Mm-hmm.
Because even if the opportunity doesn't pan out somewhere, even if you don't find the end of the rainbow,
mm-hmm.
you'd be amazed where it's going to lead you.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm a big believer in networking and building relationships. I'm sure you are too, Michelle, right?
Yes, absolutely.
It tends when we build a support system around us. Mm-hmm. I think your luck improves, for lack of a better way to put it.
I totally agree.
I am a huge, so number four here is practice gratitude over and over and over again.
I agree.
I find people that you would call lucky are extremely grateful. Nobody is taking it for granted. They're taking their luck as granted. It's a big difference.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Number five, stay persistent and resilient. You've talked a lot about resiliency.
Yes, yes.
And that's actually what this show is about, right? It's giving you a tool set. Number six, visualize what success looks like for you.
Oh, totally. Totally agree.
You know, I love the people that come to me to work and I say, what's the dream? What do you want? Et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And 80, 90% of the time it's, I want a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be a millionaire. I want to be a billionaire, whatever it is. And I say, great. What does that look like for you?
Exactly.
Most people don't have a clue what being a millionaire looks like
mm-hmm.
and what it entails. So mm-hmm. visualize your success.
Mm-hmm.
Practice mindfulness and self-care. That's always been a big one. Michelle has pushed that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Number eight, keep your curiosity open, right? Mm-hmm. What would you, I've always loved, by the way, I went through and was informally, I won't tell you what's formally, but I was tested at Harvard of all places for some of the things that I was doing, some of the energy work that I do. And I'm at Harvard and I'm having these tests being done. It was very interesting. Yeah, by the way, they called it Harvard, but it was Harvard.
Harvard, yes.
Harvard. And I'm after the test, I'm walking with this scientist. That's what he is, a scientist. And we happened to be talking about our philosophies. And I walked by a rose bush. And I said to this individual, what would you do if that rose started talking to you? And his response was classic science. He said, is it repeatable? I said, what do you mean? He says, will it talk to me again? I said, no, it talked to you once.
Uh-huh.
He said, if I can't repeat it, and he goes through the whole scientific method, he says, then I would deduce that I'm out of my mind and I'm crazy. I'm delusional. I made it up.
Wow.
And I said, well, what if the rose was actually talking to you?
Uh-huh.
Right? So it's that whole thing. Be open to that. What the hell would you do if you pulled your car over in Ireland, looked out, and there's a freaking leprechaun running through the forest?
Hopefully chase him down and get the gold.
There you go. So, right, to just keep your curiosity open. Don't be so close-minded. Trust your gut feelings. Again, the luckiest people I know go with their gut. And I can tell you right now, for me, every time I have not trusted my gut, the shit has hit the fan.
Yep, I agree. Yeah,
Finally, this kind of ties in and ties up the bow on St. Patrick's Day, because when I say this to you, I think everybody will recognize this, right? The whole point of St. Patrick's Day, at least the way we practice it now, is to spread positivity and kindness, to spread that good cheer, that, right? Go out
Absolutely.
And find your, go out and draw, get a piece of jewelry, but in some way, create your own four-leaf clover charm.
Hmm.
And then spread it.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
That's my leprechaun story, and I'm sticking to it. They're real, Michelle. They're real.
They are real. Why can't we? We can believe in magic. It appears in different ways.
All right. Next week, mm-hmm. we're going to talk about something different, and we're going to talk about setting yourself free with perceptual language.
Yeah.
Which should be, something I absolutely love because I use it all the time.
Okay.
And it's, I think, the way we process information. So until next time, May the luck of the Irish go with you. Again, I'm not going to do it with an Irish brogue, but go out and make luck for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, we will see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've reached the end of another episode of Keeping Your Together in a Stressed World with Michelle Post and Scott Grossberg. If you like our show, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate our broadcast, and leave a review. The podcast is for general information only and not intended to be legal or mental health advice, nor the formation of a lawyer-client, nor therapist-patient relationship. Stay tuned for our next episode, and thank you for listening.